Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Sam's Awesomely Awesome Guide to Video Games. I should probably do like a Star Wars intro next time, like Sam's Awesomely Awesome Guide to Video Games, or something like that. Anyway, enough about me. I have my little brother Jude. Say hi.
Hello.
So, also, remember to be okayly loud, because sometimes it's a little hard, like my headphones are tilted a little weird, so... Let's get on. Jude, I'm going to ask you some questions about video games that we both play.
Okay.
And then you can answer them. Some of them are going to be, like, opinions. Some might be trivia. And then there's also joke time and stuff.
Mm.
So, well, first off, let's start off with some questions about Injustice. Do you like the feature? So, there is, like, a feature, you know, like, how you can do, like, guild multiverse and stuff.
Yes.
Do you think the feature of guild multiverse is good?
I mean, I guess it's sort of unique in its own way. I mean, like, it's not, I don't really think it's too good, because it's basically just the, regular multiverse, except it's a bit better. So, I mean, it's sort of useful, but also sort of not.
Actually, Guild Multiverse is exactly the same. Like, it has, like, the exact same stuff. So, it's better because, like, Guild Mother Boxes and stuff cost less credits, like, credits than normal things do. And, except, here's the bad part about it. Sometimes the final bosses of Guild Multiverses, they have too much health for one player, so that's why you'll want multiple guild members instead of a guild multiverse at once to take down a guild boss sometimes. So, like, rank out of 5 how you feel about guild multiverse.
I mean, I guess I would have to go with either a 3.5 or a 4.
That sounds like a pretty good rating. And also, talking about video game stuff, my dad one time created a song. It was about Mario. It was like, Mario and Luigi, the plumbing brothers of magic. I really like it. It goes along with the Mario soundtrack, and it's very true. Also, just to say, this video, like, it doesn't have a sponsor, because I'm not getting money, except sponsored by How It Should Have Ended, Luke the Notable, and Tootie on Bloons. Make sure to subscribe to all of them, and because of the Mario thing, you should watch How It Should Have Ended's video, How Super Mario Bros. Should Have Ended. Sneak peek, Bowser is hiring Bullet Bill and Goomba. So, also, now I'm going to do some more Injustice 2 stuff. Just to say, this episode can record up to 30 minutes, unless I pre-downloaded a file, which I didn't. So I'm probably going to make it like 10, 11 minutes, if you're fine with that. So, alright. Oh, wait, no. Don't press stop recording. Take 2. Oh, sorry about that. I accidentally pressed stop recording. So, yeah, I'm gonna cover some more stuff about Injustice 2. What do you feel about those, like, really hard multiverses? So, like, they start off pretty easy, except then it keeps on getting harder and harder. Just I mean, like, in the 5-tier multiverse, you know, like, all red, and they stay there for, like, 2 weeks.
I mean,
how do you feel, like, 1 to 5, like, 5 is super hard and 1 is super easy? How do you feel about it?
Probably, like, I would probably have to say, like, a 4.5 or 4.75.
It can be pretty hard. And also, sometimes it's just really weird when you read the titles for it. I need to read one to you that I saw. It says, like, it was about Robin. It said, Damian Wayne of Earth, like, 3506 or something. I don't remember the Earth. Believes killing all the other Damian Waynes in the multiverse will make him reign on top.
What?
Stop him. So yeah, sometimes it has, like, cool plot lines. One of them was called Deep Freeze, and it was, like, there was, like, Deranged Flash, Mind Disease.
What?
And you had to stop him with help from Captain Cold, except how do you feel that, like, there aren't characters inside of Injustice 2, like Sub-Zero and the Penguin and stuff like that, except Sometimes instead of multiverse, you can call them in for help. However, sometimes it can be bad for you. Like, you remember the Exploding Penguins incident?
Oh, yeah, I hated that.
You died fighting Brainiac because a penguin exploded on you.
If he didn't have those penguins, then I would have killed him.
Yeah, the Flash is very good. Wait, I wonder what would happen when... Wait, do you know if this... Like, you know Flash is B-move, right?
Yes.
Except, does that make the penguin slow down?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I should have done that.
So, how do you feel about having the bonuses? Sometimes they can be good, sometimes they can be bad. Just to say, I'm including all of them. If you add it all up, add 5, how much do you rank it?
I mean, if it's being used against me, then I would have to rate it like...
No, I mean, I add using it with you and using it against you into one ranking system.
Then I would have to go with like a 3.5.
Yeah, I'd probably go with around 3 because the good ones sometimes still dominate the bad ones because I remember this one, like, Brainiac helped me out, like... He called in, like, one of his little spaceship things, so it hit them. Then I hit them forward, except if they're inside of the air, when Brainiac, like, disappears, he, like, does a Spider-Man tentacle swing away from there. It actually does damage to them if it hits them.
Mm.
So sometimes it can be, like, crazy.
The reason I had chosen 3.5 is because when the people or the things are helping me, I choose, I would rank it like 4. But if they're being used against me, then I would rank it like 3. So I evened it out to 3.5.
For me, if it's being used against me, I'd just be like, 1, only 1. They launched... Amanda Waller literally launched toxic missiles at me.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. They're the deranged leader that put nano explosives in the Suicide Squad's head.
All I have to say is Biff.
Biff. Biff. Biff.
Ig. Nut.
So, now moving on to a different video game. Balloons, Tower Defense.
So,
how do you feel about the maps that... So, how do you feel about, like, the separate game modes? Like, of, like, 1 out of 5, how do you feel about the separate game modes? Like, primary only, military only, stuff like that.
I don't really like them too much, because I feel like they would be a bit pointless. Like, why can't you just have a regular vanilla Bloons match?
Yeah, except... Actually, the part that I like about it is sometimes you get achievements for completing enough, and actually, it doesn't give you, like, you know how you, if you complete a track, it gives you, like, a less amount of money if you complete it again?
Yeah.
Well, except then it gives you the normal amount of money for those things. However, so how do you rank it out of 5?
Probably, like, 4.
I rank those mini games 1. Because I think if you beat one of the minions, it just resets to standard cash. It's just a standard, harder version of the game, like, impoppable.
Actually, like, yeah, to me it's like a 2.
One, only one.
Actually, if I could choose negative, then I would choose a negative.
Honestly, I am correct with that. So, actually, also, Jude, Sam, newsflash. So, Jude, you know that new computer I got for Christmas, right?
Yes.
Well, I think I can add things onto games because I can also create games, right?
Yes.
I think I should be able to create mods for Bloons. I think I might be able to do it.
That would be sick.
Yeah, I would probably make a mod like, 555 Super Monkey, or,
There actually is a mod where there's 555 Towers.
I mean, they need to download a different mod pack for each one 555 one. Yeah, I've watched a ton of 2D. I know how to do that.
However, yeah.
What I would really want to get as a 555 is a 555 pirate monkey. Like, you just, like, grapple, get some ships up in there. You can, like, place snipers on it.
It would get you tons of cash.
Yeah, and then, or... You've said this before, if 555 Banana Farm. You know how much the Banana Central makes, right?
Yeah, and what if you got...
You want banana? We have banana.
What if you had 555 banana farm with the funky farm. That would just be too insane.
Yeah. Wait, actually, also, I can think of one other really OP one. It is a 555 snipe out.
Aw, yeah, y'all.
It could stun Moabs, like, crazy quickly, so that means it could probably stun BAD. It can pop leads because of the full metal jacket ability, along with shrapnel shot. If you lose a life, then it, like, quadruples the attack speed.
Oh, yeah.
You get cash. All in all, it's just too OP.
Actually.
And also, if it has bouncing bullet along with deadly precision, that means per bullet it pierces 60 layers of bloom.
Oh yeah, but actually when it has the faster firing and the better damage pass, then it actually makes it shoot a bit shorter because of speed.
With Elite Defender, it just shoots too fast. Like,
yes.
That's why I always try and get night vision goggles with Elite Defender.
It's like a minigun.
Like a billion shrapnel.
Yeah, it's like a minigun, but the fire rate is times 1,000.
Alright, newsflash over. Sam News is done. I'm gonna drink out of my mug. Fake sip. Sip, sips. Fake sip. So, alright, in total, along with the first half that we did, which I accidentally exited out, we've been recording for about, like, 10 to 11 minutes now, something. Time flies really fast. I'm probably just gonna do balloons, maybe Minecraft, except, a little secret, if you think this is too overpowered or not, that I taught you before. If you do Spice Islands and get, if you do, like, Spice Islands and then get Snowstorm, if you place it at the very edge of it, it makes an ice bridge. Most OP strategy I saw from Jerome's AFF. Subscriber, I will hunt you. Just kidding. I love my viewers. So, then also, if you place down other snowstorms, it doesn't have to be absolute zeros. You can just create a giant path of ice everywhere. However, the only bad part is you can't place water monkeys on the ice bridges.
And if you guys like me in this video, at some point I might start up a broadcast.
Broadcast?
Ray, thingy.
Podcast.
However,
also you need to get like connected to the software. So it's kind of hard, but Anchor is like the easiest site to do it, anchor.fm. I wanted to do another one called Audacity, except it's just too hard. Like, it's like 90s podcast making. It's like, freeze. 10 seconds working, super complicated, freeze. Alright, so how do you rank that out of 5? Do you think it's too overpowered or a tiny bit annoying if you do it accidentally?
Wait, what do you mean?
The ice bridge.
Oh, I mean, would you be able to place towers on it?
Yeah,
you can place towers. Oh, then I would rate it like probably a 5.
Except also,
because that would give you extra space.
Yeah. You might be able to place water monkeys under the ice bridges, except, actually, also, did you know that you can place other ice bridge monkeys on the ice bridges?
Wow.
That's pretty okay.
That's too overpowered.
Also, actually, hits right now, did you know that the carrier flagship, like, not only does the carrier flagship's mini ships enhance, not many people know this, except I told it to my little boy Jude. However, he's not my son, he's my little bro. Let me pat you on the head. And my friend Everett. Actually, I mentioned inside the first Rise of Berk episode that I did, actually, the planes have the fighter plane ability, so they can attack Moabs. So, if you get, and also I think the missiles can pop leads, so if you can, or maybe if not, you can just get an MIV right next to it. Except if you get Crow's Nest, it's too overpowered. I think if you get like if you hack it and get like 2 carrier flagships or 3, you can take down a BAD.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I'm gonna ask you another thing about balloons. How do you rate the true sun god?
I mean, If you have enough money to get the stuff so you can get the vengeful sun god, then it can be overpowered, but I feel like it's a waste of money, so I'm gonna rate it a 2-star.
Actually, I think when it becomes the one, which I think it's not even a mod, I think when it becomes the one, you're not allowed to get other upgrades, so you have to get Ultra Vision first. Except, checkmate haters, it. $1 million naturally for, I mean, $1 million for someone that naturally can't hit camos, and it might be able to pop light, but I'm not too sure. So I rank it 1 star, unless you're able to like hack it and get like 2 true sun gods, or just to say this only happens like once in 1,000 times, you can get a true sun god from a diamond insta monkey pack.
And what I hate about getting the Vengeful Sun God is that you have to do like $50,000 for primary, military, and I'm pretty sure magic. Yeah, if you want to get the Vengeful Sun God, and you have to do it through Sun Temple and through Sun God.
And if you want the full, benefit, it co instead of hard mode, I'm pretty sure it costs like $300,000 bonus, and even instead of hard mode, it costs $500,000 to get a true sun god. You should
Yeah.
just settle for a super mines or Apache Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apache Prime. I saw my little brother do something. He got IFR on it, so he soloed a BAD. All right, so
It was
yeah,
pretty
true sun
easy.
god, you suck. All right, I think I'm gonna do a tiny bit of Minecraft now. Also, time for joke time. Just to say, I'm talking about Xbox games now that I play. If you don't like this joke, don't talk to me. I am streaming. Just kidding. So, what is a freelancer's favorite music?
What?
The national anthem.
Nice.
All right, so moving on to Minecraft. Did you know that if a cat sits on your chest, you can't open it?
Yeah.
I also don't think cats can take fall damage.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true,
Wait,
'cause they always land on 4 legs.
on their feet.
Oh yeah, on their feet.
I think cats
Whatever.
literally have 9 lives inside of Minecraft, because I whacked one with a diamond sword and it didn't die.
What?
That one shot's a wolf.
What?
Oh, and also,
Two facts I didn't know.
actually, cats are superior to wolves inside of Minecraft, but instead of real life, like, cats suck. And if you like cats, just let me know.
I am sorry to the cat lovers watching this podcast or listening to it.
So, yeah, we've been recording for about 20 minutes, maybe, but also now time for an interview. Do you think that Netherite is too good, too weak, or just right?
I
Could
feel
also
like
include like how many resources it takes to get it and how hard it is, and also like the full benefits and stuff.
actually, I think it's a bit bad for what you have to do to get it, 'cause like before I had seen like videos on it, like how to get Netherite, I didn't know you had to get that ancient wood stuff and then smelt it down. Yeah, ancient embry, and then like melt it,
Debris.
yeah, debris, and then like smelt it down to netherite scraps, then make the netherite ingots. And it's just way too much, and you can only get it with the diamond pickaxe.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot
Diamond.
of like inferior obsidian. Also, it takes like multiple 100 days to try and get netherite.
Yeah.
And also, you have to fight all those dangerous mobs. You need to set up camp at the nether. This takes a while. Actually, I realized that if I added multiple things of 30-minute recordings, I could make a 3-hour-long episode of me also gaming and you gaming maybe. So yeah, I think Ancient Debris is about a 4-star. Netherite is about a 4-star. What do you say?
I'm not really sure, but would you prefer mining ancient debris with a pickaxe or an axe? Because technically, it's like a netherite wood thing.
No, it's I Justice League is a made-up story, except, like, debris is, like, ashes and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. Except
what I think happened is, like, just Minecraft history lesson, however, I'm not sure if it's actually history. What happened was a great volcano in the Nether erupted, blasting netherite everywhere. It was covered by lava that turned into netherrack, and that is why it's this ancient debris. It exploded, destroying Herobrine's house and turning it into the Nether fortress that we see today, all broken with netherwort growing.
Ew.
That's actually a pretty good story, right?
Yeah, pretty good. I don't make good stories.
One more thing. Do you think having an army of dogs is too overpowered or not overpowered enough? Like, out of five.
Actually, I feel like it's way too overpowered. I would say 4 out of 5 stars.
I would normally say 5 out of 5 stars, except here's the thing. One thing that changes it. One time, I got on me and my friend Everett's world. It was a creative world. Just to say, this might have been because of how far we were playing from each other. I live in Arkansas. He lives in Michigan. Except we got an army of, like, 800 tame dogs. It just lagged out so much. And then we had to, like, kill a lot of the dogs, so our game didn't just lag us out. And I had a few dogs left. However, here's the tragedy of the ones I didn't place inside of the sitting down mode. So, we're going for a nice creative lava bath, like any normal person does. And then my dogs followed me into it. I watched them burn before my very eyes. Luckily, I still have, like, 5 left. Keeping guard of the villagers. And they eat Kano!
Hashtag dog funeral.
Hashtag yeet Kano. Do you remember the giant diamond yeet?
Yeet!
Yeah, I just made Mount Yeet right behind it, along with the villager breeder that I'm going to abuse.
One yeet in the comment section. Just kidding, there is no comment section.
There might be, yeah. If I broadcasted this on a radio station, it might be done. So, how about Jude? You, like, hum some music for an outro, like, something like that. Like, just hum, like, a keyboard sound for part of the outro. Wait, no, I mean, like, keyboard sound in music, like something like that. So, everyone, do it consistently and pretty loudly. This was another episode of this awesome way awesome video game podcast. Be sure to subscribe to anything that you're on. Get more views from my little brother Jude. And see you next time, which is probably going to be uploaded in a week. Goodbye.